And it's time for some very good news. Returning to the Paralympic Games in Paris, where Irish sprinter Orla Comerford claimed bronze in her 100-metre T13 final at the Stade de France yesterday evening. The Rohini Shamrock Athletic star joins us now. Good morning, Orla.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. How does it feel this morning after collecting that lovely medal last night?
God, it honestly still feels like so surreal. I think it's going to take another couple of days for it to really sink in properly. Yeah, it just feels so special.
Good for you. And there seemed to be a very large and very loud fan base supporting you in the Stade de France, at least watching from the telly anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm incredibly lucky to have a huge number of extended family and friends all make the journey out here and make the noise in the Stade last night.
Tell us about the race itself. You came a close third with a time of 11.94 seconds, just outside your personal best. Are you happy?
Look, I think I have a mixed kind of bag of emotions around it. I was hoping to go faster. I was looking for a personal best time, as most athletes are when they reach kind of the biggest stage of the year. Everybody wants to put their best foot forward. And, you know, I think I'm delighted to come away with a medal. It's such an honour and a privilege, but it definitely makes me hungry for the next 4 years, for everything that comes between now and LA. I'm just super excited to continue to learn and grow and hopefully push on and put it up to the girls again in 4 years' time.
And that's definite, because this is already your third Paralympic Games and you're going to go for a fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed.
I mean, you have suffered a number of injuries during your career a couple of years ago as well, but you bounced back in Paris. I mean, that must give you a huge personal satisfaction when you must be practicing when it's raining, when it's cold, when you really, really don't want to go out of the house.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think this year in particular was a very wet year for the training. But it makes all of those, you know, evenings in the rain, it makes all of the tough days with injury over the last number of years, it makes all of those worth it. And, it, you know, to have a medal and to be able to call yourself a Paralympic medalist at the end of that is just... it's something, you know, it's the stuff of dreams.
Yeah. One thing is that this is the Paralympic Games and you do have an eye disease. What is it like running with that impediment?
Yeah, so I have something called Stargardt's, which means my central vision is mainly affected. So for me, the things that I struggle most with are detail related. So say, for example, in the Stade de France, there's that beautiful purple track. But for me, actually, it's much harder to see the white lines on the pale purple because the contrast wouldn't be as high. So stuff like figuring out where the lines are for the finish line and stuff like that would be a little bit more challenging for me. But thankfully, when you run 100 metres a good few times, you have a fair idea when you're coming up on the line.
And just detect from your voice that you sound a little bit hoarse. Was it a late night last night?
It was definitely a late night, but a good one.
Well, when you win a bronze, you're absolutely allowed to do so. So thank you so much for joining us, Irish sprinter Orla Comerford.
Thank you.